I went from school straight into an apprenticeship in a forge, which was chance, a chance encounter with a blacksmith who offered me a job. So this was in the sort of late 70s to the mid 80s. So as a decorative architectural metalworker, I was trained in a very traditional fashion, very much the kind of high end of architectural metalwork, including a lot of restoration and reproduction for English heritage. I then went to Chelsea Art School and made a lot of crafty sidey material. A number of pieces of work have been sort of developed that have been to do with forces of nature and ideas of wonder of this huge geometry. I was very excited by finding some meteorites in the Science Museum. So I talked to the gateway person there, and they put me in contact with a collector and dealer of meteorites. I would say that I'm interested in the potency of objects, and there's no doubt that a meteorite is, when you hold it in your hand, is exceptionally hot, potent. It's travelled an inconceivable distance, and it's a material that has been through a process that we can only merely imagine. It's a crystal metal, it's the core of a dead planet, in fact. I bought a handful of these meteorites that are made of metal, and I was curious as to whether you could work them. As a blacksmith, I felt this was a clearly obvious thing to do, and I wanted to make a piece of material that I could then make an instrument out of, thinking initially an astrolabe. I was very nervous about what to do with this, apart from the fact that they're quite expensive as a material goes. To put it into a fire, into a coke-burning forge, and watch it get to a white, to a sort of a bright heat, not quite white heat, and hit it on an anvil was quite scary to do. And the first time it crumbled into loads of pieces. I then talked to this dealer scientist, who was keen to tell me what it was made of, because I knew it was iron, and a mixture of iron and nickel with a number of trace element minerals around these crystals. So at a certain temperature, of course, the metals will become soft and will expand and become malleable, but these minerals that are sort of around each crystal start to degrade or to collapse. What I found interesting was trying to keep it together and forge it into a plate. And it was a bit like working a sort of flaky pastry. It doesn't want to hold together. And I, diligently insisted on carry on with it. And so I ended up melting and breaking a few of these meteorites. But a few of them would maintain a plateness, a sort of flatness that was usable. I quickly realised that the work wasn't to be then crafted. So this was a very specific thing. It's not about making an instrument that is an astrolabe that would then, I would find, perhaps rather unnecessary to calibrate. I'm still interested in the potency of the object itself and its wonder. So I decided to polish one surface of this plate. The mirror being the sort of the simplest instrument that we can make, that is probably one of the obvious instruments that is natural, in the sense of the still mill pond or the shiny ice. It made sense that the mirrors needed to be placed somehow within the museum. I see them as things that have a bigger project. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's something about how you play, and in the sense of say the constellation of things, it's how they're placed within the cabinets of the upper galleries here, they seem to perform somehow with the instruments in the museum.